Welcome everyone to today's webinar, 7 Web Analytic Metrics That Executives Must Know. My name's Nicole Sterling and I'm Marketing Manager for Sitecore and I'll be your moderator today. We'll just do some housekeeping to start with. We are going to be recording today's webinar and we will send out a link of that recorded presentation within the next couple of days. We'll also provide you with a PDF of the PowerPoint slides, so you can feel free to share that along to your colleagues and anyone else that you feel might be interested who can't attend the live webinar today. In addition to the slides, we'll also be providing an ebook on this webinar topic, and we'll be sending an email to you upon completion within the next few weeks. Now, if you do have any questions or comments during this webinar, please post them in the dialogue window. That's the chat window, and that's on your webinar toolbar, or you can do so via the Twitter discussion with the hashtag, so the hash, Sitecore Analytics. Now, presenting on the topic today is Ron Person, the Director of Analytics at Sitecore. Now, prior to working at Sitecore, Ron was an independent consultant for more than 30 years, helping companies to improve their strategic and tactical performance. He has written 26 books, including 4 international bestsellers, and his most recent book, titled Balanced Scorecards and Operational Dashboards with Microsoft Excel, has a 5-star rating on Amazon. Now, Ron has also been on the board of examiners for CAPE, California's Malcolm Baldrige Award for Corporate Performance Excellence, as well as having earned a Six Sigma Black Belt in quality and performance improvement across multiple industries. So, welcome, Ron.
Hi, thank you. Well, I'd like to let you know a little bit about Sitecore. Sitecore is a web content management company that delivers software for enterprise class .NET web content and portal software. And we serve mid and large size organizations. We're global. We're all around the world. We have over 2,000 client installations with 22,000 websites, and we're supported by 450 partners worldwide. And one of the things that I'm really excited about is that the Gartner Group, who investigates and reviews different technology companies, has said that Sitecore is on the leading edge of web content management. Some of our companies that we, some companies that use Sitecore to publish their websites are Microsoft, Lloyd's of London, Toshiba, and Carlsberg Beer. So what we're going to talk about today is not SEO metrics. It's not click-through metrics. What we're going to talk about is how do you talk about web analytics so that executives listen. They've got a different point of view. So this is our agenda. We're going to talk about what executives must know from web analytics. To do that, you've got to be able to align your analytics with strategic objectives. You've got to expand beyond just plain clickstream metrics that we're used to, like visitors and unique visitors and bounce rates. Expand beyond that to value and profiles. And you've got to create web analytics, identify them, the critical few web analytics that target strategic objectives. So in the past, as you've been doing web analytics, you've probably thought to yourself, well, I tweaked the website performance, but did I impact corporate strategy? Or you may know how many visitors you have, but did you learn anything about their profiles or what they value? And you know you spent a lot of money on advertising, but you know which channels and which campaigns gave you the best return on marketing investment. And you think you're doing really well, but are you? How does that really compare to your competitors and to the industry overall? So these are some of the questions that an executive wants answered, some of the ones that we're going to take a look at. So what do executives want? For one thing, they don't want a lot of numbers. When you talk to executives, you've got to give them metrics and measures that give them a context, the history, the industry, the competition, the economy. What's surrounding some number? Wow, dude, we got 3,582 visitors. That doesn't mean anything. You've got to let them know what the context is for that number. How many visitors does that compare to your competition? Is the economy increasing? Is the industry rate increasing? What's our past history? What's the trend? What are there outliers that we should be watching for? So all of those things, what really make a difference to executives is not the numbers, but what are the business insights that I can gain? What is the impact on the business? From the insights and impact on the business, they want to be able to know what actions can they take. For you personally, it means that you need to decide, if you are a web analyst, you need to decide, am I going to be a passive scribe? Am I going to be someone that just spits out the numbers and repetitively puts out the same reports? Or am I going to give some insight? Am I going to be an insightful guide that helps executives decide what the course of action is? It's not up to you to define the course of action, but you need to identify what is critical and where there are changes where they should pay attention. So to do that, you've got to know the strategic objectives of the company, and you've got to know which web analytics will line up with those strategic objectives. So for most companies, that means you need to really figure out what the heck are our strategic objectives, because in a lot of companies, they aren't communicated throughout the company. Well, I've been a consultant for about 30 years, and I've gone into innumerable number of companies to help increase their strategic and tactical performance. About the last 8 years, I've worked just with executive level on what their strategic metrics are and strategic execution. Over that time, I and others have put together a list. There are somewhere arguably 12 to 14 recurring strategic themes that occur over and over in all businesses worldwide. Here's 12 of those 14. And as I go through these and describe them quickly, think about companies that might fit in some of these different themes, companies that you know, and think about where your company or organization, because it also applies to nonprofits and government. Think about where do you fit. Companies should have, or organizations should have, two or three of these strategic themes. If you have more than that, you're probably too diffuse. You're wasting resources and you're going in too many directions. People don't exactly know what the strategy of the company is. And the strategic themes that you do have, those two or three, they need to be complementary. They need to reinforce each other and not cause conflict. So let's take a look. Highest quality, that's pretty obvious. Leading edge. There are some companies that when you think of them, you think this company produces products and services that are right on the leading edge. Total solution is a company that they're soup to nuts. They do everything for you. You know if you go to that company, they're going to handle all of your needs. Operational excellence means they do what they do better than anybody else in the industry, and everybody knows it. Lowest cost is what it says. Vertical is a niche that one company can hold against everybody else because it's a small vertical niche, might be a small geography, that they do better than anyone else, and they can defend it. Build the franchise is no matter where you turn, there your company is. You're on every street corner. Customer intimacy is when a company knows you so well that they can predict what you want. Matter of fact, they know it. A lot of times, a good customer intimacy, they know what you need before you ask for it. Let me tell you one story. I live about an hour and a half, 2 hours from the San Francisco airport. As I drive home, I drive past one of a really nice clothing department store in Western U.S. called Nordstrom's. They're known for customer service, customer intimacy. So driving home, I really like nice ties. So I stopped in, and I started looking around in the men's department for ties, and there was this young 20-year-old salesman. I'd never seen him before. So we chatted. He helped me find a couple of shirts, a new pair of slacks. Couldn't find a tie that really struck my fancy. I bought them. So bought the slacks and pants. So I went on home. About 3 months later, same process. I'm coming back from the airport. I stop in. I'm walking down the aisle of this department store, and there's the same young man. He looks up. He's not looking at his BlackBerry. He's not looking at a contact list. He's not looking using a computer. He's seen me one time for maybe 15 minutes. He looks up. I'm like 30 meters away, and he says, "Mr. Person, I've got a tie I think you really ought to check out." That's customer intimacy. So customer value, that's giving a customer not just a good price, but a good overall value that they're going to love you. System lock-in is like micro. Oops, I'm going to give away an answer here. System lock-in is a company where once you buy into that company's products and services, you're locked in probably forever. And corporate citizenship is doing the good thing. Blue Ocean is combining combination of existing products and services, new business models, putting things together in a totally new way. So have you got an idea where your company is? Have you got an idea where companies, name companies in Australia, what niche they go in, what two or three spots? Let's take a look. I'm sorry most of these apply here in the United States, but I know you know some of the names. So like highest quality, Lexus and BMW. Leading edge products, Intel, Apple. Total solution, IBM. They do it all. Hardware, software, service, support, training. Operational and consulting. Operational excellence. General Electric took over the Six Sigma quality program from Motorola, turned it into a huge success and expanded Six Sigma and quality everywhere. Dell used operational excellence to overturn Hewlett-Packard with a totally new way of manufacturing, distributing, and a totally new business model. Lowest cost, a vertical niche. There's one heart center in Santa Rosa, a small town of about 200,000 people. And that heart center focuses totally on cardiac patients. Build a franchise. Every corner in the western United States and a lot of places in the world have a Starbucks. Customer intimacy, I just mentioned. Customer value is that total value system lock-in. Once you buy Microsoft or Oracle, you're never getting away from them. And corporate citizenship is doing the good thing. And Blue Ocean, here in the United States, we have something called Cirque du Soleil. They combined ballet, circus, opera, and avant-garde music and lighting to produce a circus like no one's ever seen before. So what two or three strategic themes does your company fit with? Once you've got those strategic themes, how do we turn those into objectives, and how do we turn those into the critical few web metrics you want? So get together six or eight people, cross-functional, sit down, brainstorm, figure out what are your two or three strategic themes, post those up on the wall, and then come up with what are your about three to five critical success factors for each one of these strategic themes. Once you've got all of those critical success factors, then figure out what are the web metrics that are key to measuring those critical success factors. Overall, you might come up with six or eight. I don't come up with too many. That's why it's called the critical few metrics. You don't want too many. So come up with the six or eight metrics that are critical to reaching your strategic objectives. And then we're going to talk about how you can create some weighted goals, some conversions that will allow you to measure the impact on your strategic objectives and then monitor those goals. So here's an example of one company that we can take a look at, Starbucks Coffee. They use Sitecore to publish their website. One of their key strategic themes is brand awareness. So they can measure their top of mind awareness instead of taking months and months and focus panels and surveys to find out what people think of them. They can get it immediately by measuring social media. We're going to see how to do that. And expand the franchise. Starbucks wants to be on every corner, and they've just a few months back announced that they're expanding into China. How could you use the web? Well, when someone, I know here in the United States, we can search by mail area code for where our local Starbucks is, the closest Starbucks. Well, guess what? If you don't find one nearby, they're recording that, and they're keeping track of who's not, of where the mail code you typed in was, and how far away the next Starbucks is. and it gives them an idea of where they need to build new Starbucks. You can also do things with operational effectiveness to smooth production flows and monitoring their social contribution, how much people are interested in it. So right now, just about everybody uses Clickstream metrics to improve their website. And Clickstream metrics are the visits, the bounce rate, the time on a page. And everybody uses those to measure and improve their search engine optimization and their AdWord optimization. And we also use something called goal conversion. And a goal conversion is when somebody uses an asset, like they download something, they register, they take a webinar, they subscribe to a newsletter with an email address, but maybe not a comprehensive registration. So those are goal conversions, and that's what everybody's doing right now. But we need more than that. What we need is we need goal conversions that have some weight and value on them. And if we do that, then we can find out where the visitor is getting value, where the visitor to our website is consuming value. The value that they consume gives us an inference, a hint at their profile, at their needs. It also gives us a hint about their personal profile. And if they continue consuming value, that we know what the point value of that value they're consuming, if they continue consuming, then we know how many value points they've consumed. It gives us an idea of where they are in the sales cycle. So this whole thing allows us to get a better profile of our visitors and know how we are serving them and know how they are relating to us, how they're committed to us and opening up to us. So let me give you a quick example. So let's say we have a photography website, and we know that there are professional photographers, amateur photographers, and point-and-click photographers that come to our website. And they're viewing different things all over the website and downloading different assets. Well, if we track it and we weight those assets that they're converting, then every time they go to the website, we get an idea who they are and who they aren't. Each time they come, it all adds up until we can identify the fact that they are probably a point-and-shoot photographer, and in this case, the photograph is of a male. We can even identify things like that. So how can we do that? Well, instead of making a goal conversion, like a registration or a download of a white paper, instead of making every goal conversion just one point, we put different point values on it, depending upon the commitment of the person, depending upon the value they received and the value they gave us. The value they gave us is opening up and giving us an email address or time that they've spent, or a full registration and saying, contact us, here's my phone number. So you might assign for a goal conversion, like if you just read the page, it's 1 point. If you watch a video and it takes 15, half an hour, then it's 5 points. Signing up for a newsletter, maybe 15 points, where the visitor is just giving their email address. For registration, might be 25 points. A quote, an online quote of what a system might cost is 50 points. And when you finally get down to, hey, call me, here's my phone number, that type of a value might be 100 points. So even if you're using, I'm going to take a look here at two different ways to do this. One is using Google Analytics, and the other is using Sitecore. And it can be done to put a weight on these goals. It can be done with both systems. So with Google Analytics, which is completely free, there is a spot in Google Analytics where you can put in the weight of a goal. So you go to a web page that you want tracked by Google Analytics, and down there where the red box is, you enter the weight for that goal, the weights we just talked about. And now, if you know, think to yourself, if you know the page that you've assigned that to, in this case maybe that top page, which has a high functioning digital SLR camera on it, if they're on that page and you've given them a goal, a weight of 5, then probably those two things together allow you to put a value of 5 in a matrix that assigns them to being a professional. And conversely, if they went to a page that was primarily with point and click, you could probably assume that we could put a value of 5 in a point and click matrix in that cell there. So we have an idea from what people have visited and how valuable it was, where their interests are, and what their profile is. So how do we convert that? How do we use that across our whole website? We go to Google Analytics, and we do that. Like we just saw, we assign a point value depending upon the conversion value to each page or each asset we're trying to track. Then we can use Excel and an add-in to download that information, and we match up the page, the point value, and what the attributes of that page were, whether it's for professionals or for point and click. And we apply that value and profile, we come out with a weighting, and we have a good idea in aggregate across all users what kind of values and profiles are being used and what kind of profiles our users have out there. But again, this is Google Analytics, so it's only tracking this information for a single session. So what we're looking at is the aggregate of all of our visitors. We're not looking at specific visitors. Let's take a look at Sitecore. Okay, with Sitecore, which is a web content management system, we also have an online market. With Sitecore, we have the ability to assign weights to specific pages and assets. We can create our own profile. So instead of just putting one weight on an asset or a page, we can put in multiple attributes. Here, the content editor has put in that this page should be tracked for gender and this page should be tracked for skill level. So now, depending upon if a person comes to this page, we might be able to identify them as a male with a high professional skill level. For example, if this was a page with a very heavy, high-speed, high-technology motorcycle, we could probably assume that the viewer of that page that was interested in it was a male and probably a professional with equal to about 10 points. So just the fact that they've gone to that page, we can now track their profile. So the process that it goes through with Sitecore is that an author that creates the page can put a weight and a profile. They define what the profile is. They can track that across multiple sessions. And the more sessions that the user comes back with, because we're tracking with cookies, the more sessions the user comes back with, the better the clarity of the value and the profile of who that person is, until finally we know exactly what they're interested in, what their personal attributes are, and the things that they really value. So how do we apply all of that to strategic objectives? So we're going to take a look now and compare some of those strategic themes and objectives to Clickstream metrics plus the value and personal profiles that we just talked about. So one of the things that just about every executive wants to know is, hey, are we getting any value out of this website? I mean, are our customers getting any value out of it? Are they coming back? Well, if instead of just tracking clicks and visitors, we track the value that they get, we can find out. As I was putting this presentation together, I kept getting an image in my mind, and it was this image of being out in the desert with a tent, and I'm trying to sell things, and I've got thousands and thousands of people traipsing through this tent. And it doesn't matter to me whether I have thousands of visitors or thousands of people going through my tent. What really matters is, are they the right people? Am I giving them value? Are they giving me value? And so what really matters is, have I got the right 20 or 30 people out of all those thousands coming through? I don't care about the ones that come and don't do anything. What I care about are the ones that I can exchange value with. So if we assume that we are tracking their value, like I just gave you some examples, then we can use some really simple charts here to measure the value of our website and how it reacts with our customers. So this is time across the bottom from left to right as usual. Visitors over on the left side, value consumed on the right side. Hey, this looks great. Visitors are going up and the values consumed by visitors is going up at about the same rate. That's great. Well, in reality, it's not. All it means is that you're doing more of the same. Yes, you're growing the business, but you're not improving the value consumption of your website because the value per visitor is going up, is continuing exactly the same rate. So you're getting more visitors, true, but you're not serving them any better. Well, what about this? And this is a very simple chart that you can use. You don't even need numbers on it, that you can use to show at the highest executive level to show whether your website is really serving your customers. So here, well, your visitors are improving. They look better. But your value is decreasing. You're actually losing value. You're not serving your customers well. So even though your visitors are increasing, your website may be decreasing in value. And this is what we really want. Our visitors are increasing from previous rate or doing the same, but the value per visitor is at a better angle. So it's at a real positive angle. Another thing an executive is going to want to know, they're not usually anyway, they're not real technically oriented, and they definitely don't have time to dig into the website and find out where it can be improved. So you can help an executive know where your website is in its effectiveness, how good it's getting the job done, by using the Website Grader. This is free software. And in this case, I've gone up and I've got a grade for Sitecore.net. And we use our own, amazingly, we use our own web content management system to produce our website. And we got a rating of 99 out of 100 over there. And if you read inside the red box, I just did this about a week ago. If you read inside the red box, it says Sitecore.net ranks 570 out of 2.8 million websites that have been ranked. So they go through and they look and they see how effective is your website. Do you have blogs? Are you indexed on Google? So they go through about 20 different factors that they think are really important to constructing a proper website, and then they give you tips as to how to improve that website. So this is totally free. This is at websitegrader.com. So brand management. There are companies like Nike, for example, that only have, from what I understand, Nike only has a few hundred employees. The rest of the company is all outsourced. Those employees are concerned with brand management. So is your brand improving? Are we getting greater market share? Are we improving word of mouth? Well, in the old days, it used to take months to find out what kind of market share, what kind of word of mouth you were getting. You had to do surveys. You had to do focus groups. And now it can be found out in just a matter of hours or days. Coke just did a social media campaign for World Cup soccer in South Africa. And in a matter of days, they impacted almost a billion people at almost no cost. Facebook right now is generating over 2 billion visitors a month. YouTube and Twitter each generate almost 500 million visitors each month. So what are they talking about your company? What are they talking about your industry, about the types of products that you serve? How do you measure positive impressions of your company versus negative impressions, negative things people are saying? How about the tweets and retweets? A retweet is when somebody takes someone else's tweet and thinks it's important enough to send it off to their friends. And there's something that's widely used in retail stores that's been written up extensively in Harvard Business Review, and you can go up and look for it on the Harvard Business Review website, and that's called a Net Promoter Score. And a Net Promoter Score is a score that comes about from one very important question to your customers. And I've recommended this to a lot of my clients because it's very easy. It doesn't take an extensive survey or anything. Basically, you ask your customers, would you refer us to your friends? Would you refer us to other people that are doing the same business as you're doing? And you ask that anonymously. And then you take all the positive responses and you subtract from that the negative responses. And if you get better than 30%, you are doing really, really well. So how do you do all that? Well, here's two pieces of software, and these will cost you as a subscription. One is Tealium Social, and the other is Position 2. Down there in Position 2 at the bottom, you'll see there's a chart, and that has a green line and a much lower red line. And if I'm not mistaken, I think these were done on Sitecore. So that shows you what kind of sentiment they're measuring, social sentiment right there, of how many positive comments there were for Sitecore versus how many negative comments there were for Sitecore. So we're actually going out and monitoring words on, it's done with artificial intelligence, monitoring words on tweets, on blogs, on all different kinds of media and press releases. So we can instantly know whether we're ahead or behind in our social impact. So what about competitive position? How in the world are you going to find out whether we're doing better than our competitors? How do we compare? Are we getting more visitors? Are we getting better unique visitors? Hey, we might be going up at 15% and thinking it's great, but all our competitors are going up at 25%. That's not going to help us much. So we can go to compete.com. This, again, is totally free. So compete.com. This is Dell Computers versus Hewlett-Packard Computers. There is Dell is in blue. Hewlett-Packard is in green. This is completely free. For a fee, you can get additional information. Here's another one, Alexa, alexa.com. And at alexa.com, you can see there's a little more granularity there. They're doing the same type of thing. It's free. And you can see that Alexa right now is measuring Dell globally as number 196 out of all websites in the globe, and 124 for just websites in the United States. They have 16,000 sites linked in to Dell Computer. So it gives you a good overall rating. So you've got two here that are completely free, compete.com and alexa.com, to give you a competitive position. Now, this is what keeps sales executives, marketing executives, and any of the C executives, the chief executives, awake at night. They're kind of like babies. If they've got a full pipeline, a full marketing and sales pipeline, that's like having a full tummy. Man, they go right to sleep. If that pipeline is empty, then they're going to be waking up in the middle of the night and calling you and finding out how it can be improved. So if we can track our marketing and sales funnel, if we can track the flow rate through it, not just what's in it, but how fast it's going through, then we can predict our sales. We can watch for explosive demand. We can watch for rapid downturns. Now, if we have something very simple, like this is from Google. This is free from Google Analytics, and it enables you to track the funnel through the linear funnel in a retail-type online store, where you're tracking, in this case, there's three stages you're going through. You're going linearly through viewing the shopping cart, logging in, placing the order, and then completing your order. So that has to be a very linear process, and it's for a single session only. So most of us, although that works great for an online store, most of us work with a more complex situation. We have long-term sales, long-cycle sales that are very complex and cloudy. So here's what I'd recommend for that. If you are measuring the value of your conversions, then we can create a funnel like this. This is a marketing funnel. I haven't taken it all the way through a CRM. So we've got that old advertising idiom about awareness, interest, desire, and action. So we're driving people from their awareness, then to their interest, then to their desire, and then making hoping that they act and by contacting us for a sale. So we start out there, and we are measuring under awareness. We're saying that 3,546 unique visitors have accumulated between 1 and 20 points. So they haven't accumulated too many points. Okay, they've maybe downloaded looked at a couple of pages and downloaded a white paper. And notice that this isn't related to time, because it's not like a linear sales cart in a retail online, but rather some of these things, one person might buy in 30 days, and another person might take 6 months to get through. But in all of them, we can measure where they are in that marketing funnel by how many points they have accumulated. They're in awareness. We've got 3,546 for the current month, current unique visitors with that accumulated points of 1 to 20. And over the last three-month moving average, we can measure that of 3,250. So we're doing better than the last 3 months. That's great. You know, it's down there under desire, where it's 51 to 99 points. They're not doing as well. And finally, we've got in action, we've got 35 conversions that actually made more than 100 points, so they're to the point where they have asked for a contact. Once you've got the campaign, or once you've got your marketing and sales funnel full, you've got to think about how effective are our advertising campaigns? How can we make that faster? How can we get a better return on marketing investment? So which campaigns are giving us the best conversions? Where are we spending our dollars and getting the best result? To calculate that, we've got to know what our search engine optimization costs, what our marketing campaigns cost, what our Google AdWords cost. We've got to know how many conversions we've had. And if we want to track it all the way through to final sale, we need to know with a CRM how many of our what came out of the marketing funnel actually closed and what the value of those sales were, so we can track it all the way back. Sounds like a pretty huge job, but actually you can do it, and you can do it either with Sitecore or with Google Analytics. You can do it at a basic level, and Excel and a program called Tatvic. And Tatvic is an add-in for Excel that allows you to download Google AdWords and Google Analytics into Excel. So this is Tatvic at www.tatvic.com. And the gentleman right now has a beta version out, and he's also will be selling a full-up version. I noticed the website just changed just this morning, so I didn't get a chance to read it. He may have his full version out right now. So you can download all the Google Analytics into that you're using, and you need to have access to Google Analytics, which is free. So you can download that all into your Excel spreadsheet and then do your cost per conversion and your return on marketing investment. Now, this is another program that we use, and I've been using Excel since 1984, about a year before it was released to the public. And back when it came on, I think it was 12 diskettes. And I love Excel, but Excel is a modeling tool, and it can be used for data analysis, but this is more effective and faster, and this is a program called Tableau. And what we're doing right here is we're pulling that information out of Sitecore and out of Google Analytics and out of Google AdWords, and we're bringing it into Excel and then analyzing it with Tableau. And that's Tableau, like the French word for table, T-A-B-L-E-A-U, TableauSoftware.com. And what we're doing right here in this dashboard is we've got campaign type right here. We've got individual campaign, all the hundreds of marketing campaigns being run around the world. We've got the originating country, for a campaign, and the time frame for those campaigns. And this adds up to a couple of megabytes worth of data. And then the size of a circle is how many points were earned per dollar spent of advertising cost. And here is the cost per conversion, final conversion, by the color. So what we're trying to do in this chart is each one of these bubbles is a campaign. And we're measuring the points that campaign earned over the visits, the number of visits that that campaign had. And so we're trying to drive all of these bubbles up here to the top right corner. We want maximum points and maximum number of visits. And we want the largest green bubble we can get. So, for example, this one's a nice campaign. It's up here, lots of visits, lots of value. It could be bigger, so we might get more points per dollar, so we need to work on that. This one right here, well, it's got pretty good points. It's up there in the points, but it's not gotten very many visits, which means we need to drive this one, drive it over in this direction. So if we increase the number of visits, it's probably going to drive it up here even higher to the top right. And conversely, these ones down here, we don't have too many down here. These have lots of visits, but they don't have a whole lot of points or value. So we need to figure out how we can drive them up here. And all this stuff down here, these are either nurturing programs or campaigns that we need to get rid of. Clicking on an individual campaign would allow us to see the campaign's value over time. Here's another way to look at campaigns. And this is again, we're using the same software. We're using value points analysis to analyze individual campaigns. And each one of these colors is a different type of conversion. It could be a request for a quote, a request for an in-person demo. It could be a video, an email, signing up for a newsletter, a registration. So we can go in and we can analyze. If I click on, for example, this part of this bar right here, then we get to see exactly what happened with that, which is a banner ad. And the conversion was, the banner ad produced conversions that were logins. We had 260 conversions for 2,585 value points. And we can actually see also how it did over time right here, and we can see the actual statistics down here for that campaign. And I've zeroed out the dollar values here. Well, what about somebody like Starbucks? How are they going to use the internet? Well, Starbucks wants to know where they are needed so they can expand. Remember, expand the franchise? Well, Starbucks goes out and they are measuring where telephone calls are coming from and what zip codes people are using when they look for a coffee location. Well, we can do the same thing. We can look for different kinds of ad campaigns for different kinds of assets around the world and find out, oh, if I've got a campaign that originated in the United States, I have people also registering in Canada, in Alaska. Alaska is part of the United States, at least lately it has been, and in England, Denmark, and in Australia, and then there's little pockets around the rest of the world. So I can see exactly where one campaign spread out around the world and the impact country by country down here. And finally, let's take a look at customer intimacy and customer profile. So I know a $100 million company that wasn't paying attention to their business 2 years ago during the big downturn. The profile of their customers changed from high value to watching dollars very closely. Within a year and a half, that $100 million company closed down. They weren't watching their customer profile. Now, in their case, it probably wouldn't have helped to have had a website. It wasn't that type of a business. But you need to track the changes in your customer profile. So imagine, again, you've got an online camera shop, and you've got professionals, amateurs, and family point-and-shoot visiting. So what are the price and features that hold their interest? Are your visitors moving? Are they changing what they want? Well, If you're tracking just things like registrations for a newsletter, you capture a certain amount of information. But if you also are tracking the goals that are aligned with different attributes of those people, like how they use your product, what web page, what did they download a white paper on using SLRs on Safaris? Did they download a white paper on how to keep your SLR lens from freezing up in cold weather? That's going to give you information about their shooting conditions. In this case, this person looks like they use a camera pretty rough. They use it dry, dusty, and rough terrain. They want a camera that can take a beating, and they're out there doing sports photography, photojournalism, wildlife, and sometimes concerts, and concerts can get sometimes also, they're also pretty wild. So this gives us a good profile. Now imagine that you're doing large, long-term, complex sales. Imagine that when you contact the visitor to your website, when you finally contact them, or they request a contact from you, you have this information about them. You know what they need and what they want. So this is some of the examples of how adding goals and profiles to your website, how it can really increase the value of your website. So to go back and summarize, executives don't care about click-throughs. What they care about is business insight about what metrics are impacting strategic objectives and what the impact on the bottom line is going to be. What you have to do is figure out, what are the strategic themes of my company? What are the critical success factors that make those strategic themes happen? And what are the critical few metrics that I can measure with the website that impact the success or drive the success of those critical success factors? So I want you to think about not measuring visitors, but measuring the value per visitor. And not thinking of visitors as generic, but rather thinking about, how can I capture the profile of all of the visitors that are important to me, and how can I exchange value with them?
Thanks for that webinar, Ron. That was great. Now, we do have a few questions coming in, so if you could keep on putting those into the chat window, we'll work through them along the way. Now, you can also post questions onto Twitter using #SiteCoreAnalytics as the hashtag. Now, if they aren't answered today, we will follow you up on an individual basis. And just before we get to the questions, I'd also like to flag another webinar that we have coming up. It's called Demystifying Web Engagement Management: Why It's Crucial to Your Business and How You Can Master It. Now, that's taking place on the 3rd and 4th of November in a number of regions, and it will be presented by a senior web CMS analyst from Gilbane. Now, let's just get to those questions. We've had a few great ones come in, so if you can answer some of these, Ron. First of all, we've got one where you talked about other software that you've used to do this analysis. What do we need?
Okay. I mentioned a couple of pieces of software. So there's two ways you can do this. If you want to do it free, not free, but with a minimal cost using, even on a minimal website, you will get value and profile of the aggregate of all of your visitors. And to do that, you can use Google Analytics, which is free, Google AdWords to track your costs and your paid advertising, Excel to accumulate all of the data, Tatvic, TATVIC.com, to go to, and that will pull down the information out of Google Analytics and Google AdWords and put it into Excel. And then you can either use Excel to analyze it, or you can use Tableau. Tableau costs about $1,000. The other way to do it, to get very unique profiles that you create and customize, is to use Sitecore. And again, we're a web content management system, so as pages are being built and stored in the web content management system, the page author or the person who's putting an asset up can assign a profile and a weighting, customized profile, customized attributes. You saw some examples there in the photography. multiple attributes to an asset or a page. So you can use Sitecore, then you keep track of your paid ads with Google AdWords, and again use Excel Tactic and Tableau to analyze. And in the future here, sometime in the next 6 months or so, we're going to have a lot of those features that you saw in Tableau, we're going to have available as part of our online marketing suite version 2. So that will be built in to Sitecore.
Great. Now, in calculating return on marketing investment, it looked quite complicated. If we don't have a CRM, is there another alternative?
It is kind of complicated, and getting all the data to work together is not easy. But it is worth it in the long run. But what you can do instead, which is much quicker, is if you are doing using that software that I just mentioned, if you're tracking your conversions, then it's not real difficult to go in and, you know, most proficient Excel people can go in and calculate a cost per conversion or a cost per prospect, the person finally, you know, how many people coming into the open end of the funnel finally come out the back end and are talking to a salesperson. So what is that cost? That's using that same software I just mentioned.
Okay, great. Now, there's another question here about how you would go about identifying a gender on a non-gender-specific product. Now, I would have thought you'd look at the other products that people are looking at, for example. So if you went to a supermarket and you assess what's in someone's shopping trolley, if there's celery, well, it could be either male or female. But then if you're looking at a suite of salad ingredients, you know, and diet products, potentially female?
Yeah, I suppose you could get into, you know, I don't want to get into a gender war here, but there are, you know, what we're looking at is general attributes of a profile. So we're looking at, you know, one thing you can take a look at, I recommend a book, and I'm sorry, the title of the book slips my name, my mind right now. I think it's called Essential Persona, something to that effect, Essential Persona, and persona is P-E-R-S-O-N-A. And a persona is a kind of an imaginary profile that you create of your customer. And most companies that use persona, so that programmers or authors or technical writers or service reps have an image of the person that they are working with, even though they never see them, you create three or four personas that represent the people that you're serving. In that process of creating a persona, you come up with what are the most important attributes of that person. Like maybe for photography, there's six different bins of price ranges, or there might be point and click, amateur level, and, you know, amateur photographers, amateur professionals, and then full professionals. So you come up with different categories like that, and that's what you can use to rank people. And I don't think you I answered your question directly about male and female, but maybe I'll just sidestep that.
No worries. Well, we've just got a couple more minutes for one more question. So the very last one, and I'm sorry if we have missed yours, we will come back to you later on. Basically, if there was one metric that you were going to report, what would that be?
I would probably use, presuming that you're going to put values, different weighted values on the goals, the conversions that are happening on your website, like downloading assets again or people registering or downloading white papers, if you're putting different weighted values, then I would use those charts that I showed at the beginning of showing the metrics, the one where you're just tracking over time the number of visitors versus the values. So basically it's the value per visitor. How well are we serving people? How well are we getting value from them? They're revealing information to us. And how well are we giving value to them? We're giving them products or information or some type of content. So that's the one that I think can measure overall how effective your website is.
Great. Well, that sounds good. So I just want to say thank you again for your time and putting on the webinar today, and I want to thank everyone else for participating and coming along. Just a quick reminder, we will be emailing you the link to this presentation that we've recorded and also include a PDF version of the PowerPoint so you can view it again and share with your colleagues, and we'll shoot that through in the next couple of days. Other than that, I hope everyone has a great day. Thanks for your time.